On today's Smart 7, Irish troop to provide weapons training to Ukrainian forces, Lucy Lepi conviction and lots more. It's Monday the 21st of August. It's National Poets Day and happy birthday, Kiki Palmer. Irish troops are to provide weapons to Ukrainian soldiers. Nearly 30 Irish Defence Force personnel are set to provide the training as part of an EU Security and Defence Group mission. Originally, Irish Army personnel were not going to carry out weapons training, but they were to focus on providing guidance on landmine clearance, combat medicine and other non-lethal supports. But the secretary around the training and the status of Ireland as a neutral country has caused some anger at the move. Fine Gael TD Colin Brophy says that this training doesn't affect Irish neutrality at all.
We are not politically neutral in this. We want to support Ukraine in every way we can. We are still a country that is militarily neutral and we are not changing that in any way.
But predictably enough, People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy disagrees.
But it is very clear, if you're giving military training to one side in a conflict, you are no longer acting in a militarily neutral way. And I would also say, I don't think that is contributing to peace.
Meanwhile, a Russian missile strike on a theatre in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv on Saturday morning has killed 7 people and injured 144 more, including 15 children. And on Sunday, Zelensky took a trip to Denmark to meet the Danish and Dutch prime ministers, who have promised to donate up to 61 F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. While he was there, he also condemned the attack on Chernihiv.
The missile just hit the centre of the city, and this is on the Feast of the Transfigurations of the Lord, an Orthodox holiday. A total of 140 people performed the rescue operations, doctors, emergency services and military.
Friday saw former nurse Lucy Lepi convicted of murdering 7 babies and trying to kill another 6 while she was working at the Countess of Chester Hospital between June 2015 and June 2016. It makes her the most prolific child serial killer in modern British history, and the government has announced an independent inquiry into the circumstances surrounding the deaths. The inquiry will see police review the care of more than 4,000 babies in hospitals where Lepi worked. Lindsay Atellu suspects her newborn son was harmed by Lepi after she made a complaint about her. This is important that all families get answers.
A guilty verdict is brilliant for the people who have got some sort of justice. It doesn't bring anyone back, but it leaves many people who haven't had any answers. So that needs to be looked into. There's many probably like me. They've got every right for them to be looked into. And if it doesn't come out and they weren't involved, then great.
And it's not just families who think more could have been done to prevent the killings. Consultant paediatrician Dr. Ravi J. Aram first raised concerns about Lepi to hospital bosses back in 2016. He explains how Countess of Chester CEO Tony Chambers reacted to his complaint.
And then read out a letter from her basically saying, I'm coming back to work and you have to work with me and I'm going to prove to you that I'm a great nurse and I'm not a killer like you say. And then Tony Chambers finished off by saying, I'm drawing a line under this and if you cross that line, there will be consequences for you.
Catastrophe is on the way for California as Hurricane Hilary brings flash flooding and tornado warnings. Californians were preparing to evacuate Sunday afternoon when a 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck Ventura County, about 80 kilometres north of Las Vegas. It's the first cyclone to hit the state in over 84 years and follows on from a summer that saw the highest temperatures on Earth recorded in Death Valley. Extreme weather events have already caused chaos in Hawaii, leaving thousands injured and homeless and at least 114 dead. President Biden is set to visit the islands on Monday. Julia K. is former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Affairs and Crisis Management, and she says we need a change in attitude to extreme weather events.
This is not sustainable as a nation to have this many billion-dollar disasters, one after the other, recurring, harming citizens and populations, and then just thinking, well, we can write a check.
Russian space agency Roscosmos confirmed on Sunday that its Luna 25 spacecraft had crashed into the moon after spinning into uncontrolled orbit. It was Moscow's first lunar mission since 1976 and was aiming to be the first spacecraft to reach the moon's south polar region. Fordham University President Asif Siddiqui explains the importance of having spacecraft on the moon.
There's always been speculation that there's water on the moon, and that's important if you want to build permanent settlements on the moon. So there's been a lot of interest in the polar regions because they're in the shadow, permanently in the shadow, sun's shadow, and there's speculation that they might have subterranean ice, which is really would be incredible.
So to come in the Smart 7, Keith Earls wears at the Aviva and Olivia Rodrigo tries a Cockney accent right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
It was a busy sporting weekend with Ireland hosting England at the Aviva for their final home warm-up game in advance of the Rugby World Cup. It finished 29-10 to Ireland with Keith Earls making his 100th cap with a spectacular try. In soccer, England's women took on Spain in the World Cup final in Sydney, but that didn't go to plan either. Spain finished up 1-0 winners and there's still no sign of a World Cup coming home to England. Speaking after the game, manager Serena Weigman said it's going to take the team a little while to appreciate their achievement in getting to the final.
But I think what we have done, we have shown ourselves who we are, how we want to play as a team, overcoming so many challenges. I think we can be very proud of ourselves, only it doesn't feel that way at the moment.
American pop punk star Olivia Rodrigo's made the trip across the pond this week to promote her new album Guts, and she's been getting herself acquainted with British culture whilst she's in London. She made an appearance on Radio 1 this weekend to play a game of British Lessons, where she was introduced to Chris Kamara's red card fiasco and that iconic EastEnders episode finale. But turns out she already knew every word to Thanks a Lot, Rachel.
This next one I know and I love. Thanks a lot, you idiot. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot. I love this one. That's my favourite. Thanks to you, my charger's not charging on my iPad because it's gotten used to your iPad instead of mine.
I want to work on the accent though. The Old Points East Festival kicked off on Sunday at East London's Victoria Park, and Stormzy braved the English weather with a 26-song headliner set, which stretched on almost 2 hours. But don't worry too much if you missed it, because the full set's streaming now on Channel 4, and Stormzy's been hyping it up.
This is the most complete Stormzy set that I'm ever going to perform. My vulnerability, whether it's my energy, everything to be on display. Yeah, we're bringing out the whole catalogue. End to end, thirdly, expect high knees, because I think that's part and parcel of a Storm show. I think that's almost synonymous. Like, I don't know, when that music hits, it's just, I don't know, it's electric, innit?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.